Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit, Snake.
Marty Mark.
Twin Peaks.
Thank you, Ham. So last night, or two nights ago, I can't remember. I think it was two nights ago. I am, the family is shut down, and like I typically am, I'm on my computer poring over things, reading articles, and just killing time, basically. As I'd finished watching True Detective Night Country, trying to wind down.
Scotch.
Ex-hamster.
Massive scotch. And I see an article titled, "The Most Hated Man in America." And it's from the New York Times. And I say to myself, I'll click on that.
Is that about me?
How did I get there so fast? So I click on it. And the bigger article is how Tom Sandoval became the most hated man in America. And in my head, I'm like, I recognize that name, but I don't really know who that is. So let me read this. And for the next 30 minutes, you talk about a long article. I sat there and read the article on how Tom Sandoval became the most hated man in America. Now, Bob, do you know who Tom Sandoval is?
I do not.
Lando?
Not a clue.
Deej?
Former third baseman for the Giants?
Not so much. Ham? I feel like you should know this. Your wife will.
It's a Vanderpump, right?
It's a Vanderpump. He is the star of Vanderpump, or at least one of the stars, of the reality TV show Vanderpump Rules. Now, again, put it into context. This is a reality TV show on Bravo.
Yes.
That's been on the air for 11 years. I had never heard of this show one time in my life until this past year. And why, Dave, did I hear about it this past year?
Because of Scandoval.
Yes. This man, during the context of this last season of the reality show, got busted cheating on his girlfriend of 9 years with a cast member. It blew up.
The ex-girlfriend of a fellow cast member.
Yes. It blew up. It turned this reality TV show into the most popular show on cable television. You're talking about end of Breaking Bad and Sopranos numbers that this reality TV show got based on this one scandal, Scandoval, Tom Sandoval and hooking up with this girl. And I start reading this and I'm like, so why do people care? Why would you turn your guns on a reality TV guy that's been on the air for 10 years as you throw these hot people out in California? And Dave, you can... Again, I'm working from a blind spot here, but I read the article very thoroughly, and I started taking notes and all that. But basically, this was a spinoff show of Real Housewives.
Yeah, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Lisa Vanderpump is a cast member on that show, or was.
Yeah.
And she has a bunch of restaurants out in L.A. with her husband.
Yes.
And so Pump was the name of the restaurant, and they had all of these sexy wannabe actors and singers and actresses that were working there as servers and bartenders and hostesses, and they made a spinoff show about them.
Right. And they all got paid about $10,000 to $12,000 an episode. All these hot LA bartenders who were also trying to make it as actors and models out in LA. They all moved out there. They're all part of the restaurant scene, which I would assume that, you know, 20-30% of people out there in the Beverly Hills, Hollywood area that are working in the service industry are also trying to make a name for themselves in whatever way. And all these people kind of gave up the dream because once you're cast as a reality star, you have no shot.
Really?
At making it. Well, I mean, do we know anyone who's crossed over and become like huge?
No, but.
But you don't need to. You make enough money here.
Yeah. They were making enough money, but they were also building their own brands and
exactly.
having, they were, ha- they, They were becoming like Instagram influencers. They were spinning off their own product lines. They were getting endorsements.
They were buying other properties. The Sandoval guy started, he became so big that he bought a couple of restaurants and the like.
Well,
and all
so his name is Tom and his best friend's name is Tom.
So Tom.
Yeah. Well, they opened a bar with Lisa Vanderpump. She basically fronted 90% of the money.
Yeah.
And they opened this bar that was their bar.
Yes, exactly. So, fast forward to this year. He cheats on his girlfriend.
And they live together.
Yes. And the girlfriend does this. Instead of, first off, if you're dating someone for 9 years, you got a problem. No offense, DJ.
We're only at 7.
Okay. At some point, it's time.
Yeah, the old adage of S or get off the pot.
Right. And so, obviously, if he's not committing, you got to kind of figure that this probably isn't it. And so, when I started reading this, I'm like, wait, 9 years? Okay, well, why not? You're giving up this, I mean, the guy's 40. She's getting older too. You're giving up everything. Kids, all of this, just to stay with this dude. Just because, I don't know, just because it's a thing. So he cheats on her. Okay, that happens all the time in life, right? But for whatever reason, this girl, the season had already been shot. And so they're getting ready to start airing these episodes when she finds out about it, calls the producers. Okay, so she doesn't call her best friend or her mommy or sister or whoever. She calls the producers, who then contact the head of Bravo, who then contact Andy Cohen, who runs that network, right?
Yep.
And that starts off this firestorm of let's get the cameras back out there and let's start shooting this again. And they kind of reshoot everything. And so then you have this lag time, as he said, of I just committed the ultimate sin in a relationship. So I'm dealing with that in the present tense. Then I have to wait 3 months when I know my life is getting ready to be over because I know people are going to really care about this. But what he didn't know is that the audience, just based on this and based on the ads that were running, were tripling, quadrupling overnight.
Yeah, their biggest season ever.
By a mile.
Because of this affair.
Because of this affair.
And then, like you said, there is the delay because they've wrapped shooting and then they have production time and then it airs and then you have the weekly cadence of episodes. So you have to wait like 4 or 5 months and then you have to show up for the reunion show and face the music.
Yes. And at this point, this guy doesn't even know what real life is. Again, you would know. I'm reading this article. The guy sounds like the biggest douchebag in the world.
He is such a tool.
I mean, like the ultimate doucher.
Yes.
Like the just clothes and hair and everything about him.
Right. And he fancies himself as a musician. So he hires all of these session guys to be in his band. He basically buys all of his friends.
Yeah.
Especially now that all of his old friends have excommunicated him because of this affair.
Yeah. Lando, I hope you like the new AirPods that I bought you. So anyway, this guy, though, in this reality setting, doesn't know what's real, and he hadn't for 10 years. His whole life is filmed, and it's a terrible way to go through life. As douchey as he is, though, the fact that all of America turned on him, he couldn't leave his house. He could not leave his house and go to anywhere without being accosted. The girl that he had the affair with, she immediately checked herself into a mental institution in Arizona and changed her name.
Yeah, and she's not in the cast anymore.
Really?
This is how crazy, like, the aftermath of all this was. Like, it doesn't even make sense to me.
Well,
affairs happen all the time.
And I don't watch this show religiously, but my wife does.
Yeah.
So I absorb a lot of it.
And were you more absorbed into this season because of what happened, or was she?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, this
absolutely.
Was it.
Yes, and it's SG and it's super salacious, but the fact that they were kind of operating as a throuple, you know, the two girls and this Sandoval guy.
Yeah.
And, but then he and this other girl would sneak away and have like late nights out at the club, or they would, you know, his girlfriend would be out of town and they would have sex in their bed. I mean, it was just creepy, creepy, just horrible stuff that he was doing behind her back.
Which, yeah. And
it's all captured on film.
Yeah. It's so weird. And again, I don't think that these people that are involved in this stuff, and I can't stand reality television because of this. It just seems like all of it is scripted, even though it's titled reality television. And as he says in the article, he would get the phone call and is like, he knew everybody in that world in reality TV knows when you get a phone call and the cameras are on you and you hear on the other end of the phone, hey, bro, you got a minute? It's like, oh, God, what did I do now? Yes, that is their life, right? They end up going to all these places that they're a part of, like Ham's wife flew out to South Carolina to go meet this guy who actually does own that Southern Charm place.
Yeah, the pillow guy.
And he would be there.
Pillow guy?
No, not that.
Not Mike Lindell.
Good Lord.
God, I wish.
I'd watch that show.
She's part of that cult, not that cult.
Yeah, right. But all these people out in L.A., they go to these places hoping to meet these bartenders and servers. And they would. They're there. And the cameras are on them at all times.
Right. But yeah, so it's not necessarily scripted, but it's manufactured because the producers will, like you said, arrange a phone call.
Yeah.
And be rolling on both sides of it. Or they will get a group together, these three people and these three people, meet at this restaurant and watch the fireworks fly. Bring up the affair.
Yes. Right. And so it is scripted in that manner. But I just, no matter how much of a douchebag you are for, and I'm assuming 80% of the viewers are women, for them to turn on this guy, knowing what this thing really is, a bunch of hot people that are always around each other, one guy that's not committed to his girlfriend of 9 years, what are you surprised of?
Right. I mean, that happens every day, but your dirty laundry isn't aired in front of the entire nation with people that are loyal to your ex.
I know. Well, that's the problem, too. And she came out as this sympathetic figure, and now she, this woman, based on this alone, is cleaning house.
She was on Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars. She signed a deal with Interstate Batteries because I guess her running bit was on that show, I can't change the remote batteries or anything like that. They signed her up for a battery commercial. She started hawking razors because there was some bit about shaving on the show or whatever. She is making untold millions while this guy is persona non grata and can't get a gig anywhere. Meanwhile, the network is making money hand over fist based on this. All the actors are, the spinoff actors, except for this guy.
The only thing he could get, he was on that dumb Special Forces show.
Right, where he says he was, and Dez was on that show too, he says he was kicked off prematurely. Like, he thought he was going to win the whole thing, but that the people knew that he was such a SOB in that world of television, they didn't want his face being on the front cover of he won our contest. So they kicked him out early. They wanted him in there for the publicity,
right?
But then they booted
him out.
But
they didn't want to hang their brand on it.
Right. So it just, it is amazing to go down the rabbit hole and read about these people and their lives and how they can't get out of it. He's stuck.
So many of those Bravo shows interconnect, and they have BravoCon where, you know, Ham's wife and all her friends go.
Right.
And it's like ticket stock for chicks.
Yes.
Where they go and see panels of all of their favorite reality stars talking. But then all of these hot reality people from all these different shows start hooking up together.
Right.
And it cross pollinates.
That's the thing. What do they expect? What do these fans expect? You throw a bunch of hot single people in a room together. Oh, you're hot. You're hot, too. Eventually, something's going to happen. If none of them are really married or anything, I mean, come on. And the fact that this guy in these shows, like the guy, the one that he had the affair with, who went to the mental institution and then changed her name, he said, he goes, she'll be back on the show. What else is she going to do? She has nothing else. They have nothing else.
Yeah.
They've been doing this since their 20s. They're now 40. They have no skill set. None. They could bartend and things like that, but they can't get out of this web. They're stuck in it.
Yeah, there's no real job that would hire them.
No, it's absolutely an amazing world. It's almost like prison where I'm reading it going, whoa, I can't believe this. How does this exist? Anyway, Tom Sandoval, I'll retweet the article. It's absolutely amazing stuff.